Bishop Brungart, as you know, is in that process of giving talks on prayer. And I've only been able to go to one of the three. But in the one that I went to, he was talking about using Scripture in our prayer. And that's something probably many of you have heard talked about in one way or another connected with the parish. And yet I wonder sometimes if what we mean by that is really clear. Today's readings really lend themselves to be easily used in prayer. Take the gospel reading, for example. That phrase that says, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your mind, with all your heart, with all your soul." That would be a really good passage to take with you at a time of prayer. To open it, to read slowly, to begin to look at those words and think, what strikes me about this passage? And then to ask ourselves, what stands in my way of loving God with all my heart, with all my mind, all my soul? What are the obstacles in my life? What do I allow to become more important than my relationship with God? Be more concrete. What keeps me from prayer? What are the reasons I give myself that I don't pray more? Or what are the reasons that I give myself that sometimes I don't get to Mass? What excuses are there that I come late or I leave early? To really take the Word of God and let it speak to me. You know, it's been the long belief of the church that God uses that word that is on a printed page, but it's really the Spirit that works through that word to touch our minds and our hearts, to give us wisdom and to guide us in the way that our God wants us to go. But you and I have to open ourselves up to that Spirit. We have to make ourselves available so that the Lord can speak to us through His holy word. And then we could go to the next passage, to love our neighbor as ourself. Once again, we can let that word challenge us in a way. How do I love my neighbor? Then if we would connect that with the first reading today, if you'll notice in that first reading from the book of Exodus, the Lord is singling out there the most vulnerable in the society. Jesus does that also in the Gospels. How do we love those that are most vulnerable? In that time, it was the alien or the foreigner. It was the widow. It was the orphan. It was the poor. Who are the vulnerable ones in our society today? How do we reach out to them? How do we love them? How do we try to make life easier or better for them? Do we strive in any way to give them security? Those are questions we can ask ourselves when we're praying. praying with that word of God. It is not anyone else who is judging us. It is us taking the word, allowing God to speak to us through that word, leading us to make changes in our life, to live more the way God would want us to live. You know, the Word of God can comfort us. For instance, passages which speak to us about God's mercy, God's desire to save sinners. You and I can take great comfort in those passages because we know that we are sinners. We know that there is much in our lives that are not the way God would want it to be. And those passages comfort us. But the Word of God can also challenge us. It can lead us to ask, where do I need to change? What ought to be different in my life? Praying the Scriptures can be a way for us to receive guidance from the Holy Spirit, a way for us to find the strength and the power to live our lives in the way God wants us to live. It's for each one of us to take that holy word, be in silence with that word, let that word touch our lives.